listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. Our guest is Congressman Pete Hoekstra, now retired from the United States Congress, where he served as both the ranking member and chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. We're talking about his new book, Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya. He has talked a little bit in the previous block about his own personal involvement in helping to effect a very significant, strategically quite important change of direction by the mad dog, as he was sometimes called, Muammar Gaddafi. And Congressman, I just wanted to ask you to develop for a moment the importance of that shift by Gaddafi, specifically his willingness to enter into a relationship that was predicated on his getting rid of his weapons of mass destruction programs.
Well, that's exactly right. You and I have talked extensively on this program and in other forums about, you know, the Rube Goldberg scheme that the Obama administration has put in place for Iran in terms of tracking their nuclear weapons program. We didn't have to do that with Gaddafi. Gaddafi had a weapons program, and he said he would get rid of it, and he literally did. He created it up, and I believe Spence Abraham literally went to Northern Africa, went to Libya, who at that time, Spence was our Secretary of Energy, and picked up the created centrifuges and took them back to the United States. There was no need for a verification scheme. He got rid of his nuclear weapons program. We started dismantling and destroying his chemical weapons. He paid reparations to the victims of his terrorist activities through the previous decade. So the victims' families of Pan Am 103, they were paid reparations. Now, you know, that doesn't forgive him for his evil acts, but he did all of the things that we asked him to do, and then he started cooperating with us in terms of fighting radical jihadists in Northern Africa, not only in Libya, but in other parts of Northern Africa, countries that bordered on Libya, and help stabilize those regimes and limit the influence of radical jihadism in Northern Africa.
Congressman Pete Hoekstra is our guest. We're talking about his new book, Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya. And Congressman, you were describing a guy who, for many flaws, nonetheless, had come in from the cold, as you put it, and had begun doing very important work, as we saw it, in terms of opposing these Islamic supremacists, our mutual enemies. Why is it that the Obama administration would think his replacement by, well, some of those very Islamic supremacists would be in our interest?
Well, that's one of those questions that surprisingly has never been asked. It really has not been asked by the Benghazi Committee. It hasn't been asked by the media. No one has really asked that question. And I think it's because a lot of people forget this roughly 8 to 9 year period where Gaddafi did everything that America asked him to do. And they only remember the evil Gaddafi. And it's kind of like, hey, getting rid of evil Gaddafi, what's the big deal? That is a question that needs to be asked because I don't think the Obama administration has an answer, and they can't have a very good one. You know, there were rumors of genocide starting, that with quote unquote the Arab Spring starting to take hold in Libya, that Gaddafi was going to massacre tens of thousands of Libyans. All of those things have proven to be there wasn't a shred of evidence, a shred of truth to any of those rumors. How do you snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory? How do you take, a successful bipartisan strategy through the decade that actually changed Gaddafi's behavior and then have a new president and a secretary of state saying, this guy has to go? Gaddafi actually was one of the best predictors of what would happen if this administration moved to remove him. This is what he wrote to Obama in March of 2011. You will regret it if you take a step forward or a step toward intervening in our internal affairs. He was absolutely right. Because he knew that to overthrow him, the Obama administration would have to interact with radical jihadists. Gaddafi had fought them for decades, and that rather than being able to manage and trust these people, that as soon as Gaddafi and his regime were gone, these people would turn on NATO, they would turn on the United States, and that is exactly what happened.
I want to come back to another prediction he made in a moment, Congressman, but this was, it seems, on the face of it, so obvious. I just wonder, you've been in the intelligence business a long time. You've come up against and studied and tried to help our country counter influence operations. Does it occur to you that there may have been, in addition to some misbegotten thinking on the part of principals like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, a Muslim Brotherhood influence operation within their circles, notably by Huma Abedin and perhaps Rashad Hussein, a man the president appointed to represent the United States, or as he put it, him, at the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. These are people with long-standing ties, among many others in the administration, to the Brotherhood. Could that be an explanation of how we could have gotten on, or at least a contributing factor, to such a misbegotten track?
Yeah, it very easily could have been a contributing factor, because that is the narrative that this president and his administration were very open to. Remember, they thought that the world would see America differently. They believed that the Muslim world would see America differently just because Barack Obama was president. So any influence or mentioning that, Mr. President, you know, you can work with these people. And some of the people that they decided to work with in Libya were some of the worst of the worst. These were individuals who had American blood in their hands because they fought in Afghanistan. They fought in Iraq. They recruited Libyans to fight Americans in these wars.
Yeah, as I recall, at one point there were more Libyans per capita among the insurgents in Iraq than any other country. It's really stunning. Congressman Hoekstra, you remember, of course, Hillary Clinton famously declaring at one point after they had overthrown Muammar Gaddafi, resulting in his rather horrific murder. Bad as he was, you'd hate to see that happen to anybody, but it was a pretty awful business. She quipped, sort of paraphrasing Julius Caesar's putative quote, "We came, we saw, he died." It really seemed as though it was their determined purpose to make sure that he was overthrown and violently so. To the point where, as I understand it, Admiral Ace Lyons, our colleague at the center, has talked about the fact that they explicitly and repeatedly refused to parley with Gaddafi when he was seeking, to find a way to exit the scene. Is that your understanding as well?
That is correct. And more recent evidence through Hillary's emails have proven that point. That Gaddafi's son had reached out and said, "Hey, we will negotiate with you. We will work with you. Let's put this war behind us and let's move on. But let's have negotiations." And clearly, those efforts were rebuffed. This administration, even though they said all we want to do is protect and we don't have regime overthrow as our goal and objective, that's what they stated publicly. Everything behind the scenes said all they wanted to do was get rid of Gaddafi, and they succeeded.
Congressman Hoekstra, we got to pause for just one more second. We'll be right back with more with Congressman Pete Hoekstra, the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, the author of Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.